In recent years, Twitter has become the go-to destination for news junkies. Well, now that could change. At least that's what Facebook hopes. Facebook is entering a deal with 9 news organizations, including the New York Times and National Geographic. The idea is that users could access their articles, photos, and videos without having to leave Facebook. NPR's Aarti Shahani reports.
It's called Instant Articles, available on iPhones only for now. And the point is to create an experience that is seamless.
Today, almost 1 billion people will visit Facebook to check out what's happening in the world around them.
Facebook declined an interview, but released this promotional video featuring Chief Product Officer Chris Cox.
And one of the huge issues we see is how long it can take for those articles and news to load.
If you're trying to watch a short documentary about bees from National Geographic, you don't want the loading bar to get in the way.
So when you tap on the article, it loads instantly.
Years ago, Facebook would never have marketed itself as a news site. It was fun, social. Now it's got brainy partners like The Atlantic. The magazine's editor-in-chief, James Bennett, says things over at Facebook have changed.
They say they have an interest in promoting significant consequential work. And I take them at their word.
And more important, Facebook knows how to make ad money on smartphones. Coming into the deal, The Atlantic is going to accept Facebook's help with selling ads and then split the profits. The New York Times and National Geographic say they're not taking that help, so they'll get to keep 100% of the money from ads they sell on Facebook.
That's interesting. I'm sure we could have chosen that option if we'd wanted to. We were comfortable with this approach.
NPR says in a statement that it's currently talking to Facebook about this new program. Besides the money, The Atlantic's Bennett expects the deal will get him more eyeballs. And he's not worried about leaning too hard on the Silicon Valley giant and then suddenly losing editorial control.
Look, it's not hard to conjure dystopian visions of possible futures.
This is not a theoretical concern. This is a real concern. It's happened in the past.
Vivian Schiller, a media consultant who used to be NPR's CEO.
And certain organizations that had certain practices that they built in order to rise higher to the top on Facebook's site then turned out to be losers.
In Silicon Valley, there's this well-known story about a company called Zynga, another content producer. They made the game Farmville. Zynga thought it was riding high on Facebook. Then the algorithm that organizes the newsfeed changed, and Zynga lost a ton of traffic and money.
Guessing which direction Facebook is going to go and adjusting your entire organization around that is an incredibly risky proposition.
That said, Schiller believes it's absolutely necessary for news publishers to enter these kinds of deals because now is the time to experiment. Aarti Shahani, NPR News, San Francisco.